preseason finale. Joe, good morning to you. And have you had a chance to guzzle some coffee out there in Tampa Bay already this morning?
It's so funny. I was just telling All Day Dan Day, I just said, hey, man. He goes, you're not bothering me. I said, I've been up since 5 downstairs. There's another batch of people get up real early in the morning. They're called coaches. So, yeah, the coffee, I was jacking coffee, and I call it free coffee because it's I'm freeloading off the Dolphins on the second floor. So I went up and got some of the free coffee, and then I was just sitting down shooting the breeze and talk a little bit, kind of wrapping up preseason. And, you know, this is it for a lot of young guys, for a lot of the older guys. You know, we saw it with 4 games. Now we're seeing it with just 3 games, and that is – big night for a lot of young guys we can talk about, and there are going to be a lot of veteran players that, especially guys that are nicked up or up there in age, that will be in shorts and T-shirts on the sideline tonight.
Yeah, and I want to start with that, Joe. I think probably the most important thing about the third preseason game are those final roster spots that get to be decided, from, you know, second quarterback to which all of the receivers who stick on the roster, last running back on the roster. How do you see some of these hot battles playing out, Joe?
So it's a great question. But matter of fact, you're looking for my notes that Jimmy and I are going to be talking about tonight. It's So the quarterback position is important, the backup quarterback. And if you don't believe that, you're rolling your eyes. It's like, yeah, ask all the teams, more than half the teams in the league last year that lost their starting quarterback, or the quarterback wasn't very good and they had to go to the second or third guy, how that all turned out for them. Outside of a little Joe Flacco magic, it wasn't didn't go real well for a lot. So tonight, I think Mike has totally sold Mike McDaniel on Mike White and Skylar Thompson. The question is, you know, who's going to be the two? People are a lot of people think that, well, Skylar is the guy because he's been the first guy up here in these preseason games, and Mike's been coming in behind him, and others are going, well, they just want to see what Skylar can do with better people, and is he getting the most out of the guys he's playing with? Because Mike has been in a situation where throwing him in at the end of games, and last game he had a wide receiver playing running back, and it's like, just get us through this game. So it's a lot more difficult. It just is. If you're playing in the fourth quarter, it's not a shot at anybody, but it can be a lot more difficult to have success. So I'm really curious to see what Mike McDaniel ends up happening. I'm guessing he's got a pretty good idea right now on what he wants to do at that position. The interesting one, and a lot of this is because of injury, what I thought was going to be a real strong position is that wide receiver position. You're good for 2,700 to 3,000 yards with Waddle and Tyreek on the outside. Everybody knows that because those are numbers they put up, man. They put up big yards. There's a lot of big plays. And I expect more of that. But the problem, once again, who's going to be the third receiver? Odell Beckham still not on the field. Craycraft, who is having a great camp and just moving up the ladder. He's been a starter for the last couple of weeks, and he's looked great. He's out now for it's going to be an extended period of time. So now you're going, okay, I'm just looking at the depth chart. All right, Braxton Berrios and Malik Washington, you guys are next up. For the probably have to start tonight, but will be the 3 or 4 receivers, and let's see what happens there. So those guys get first crack at this, and besides being return guys, the 2 return guys, and then the other one that's really interesting, and I'm just rambling through this, is a rookie free agent class. They are loaded at cornerbacks. They love Storm Duck, Isaiah Johnson, and Jason Maitre. All real nice stories. I just feel like one of them's going to make this 53-man roster. A lot of people disagree with me. I've been wrong a lot. But, boy, those 3 guys, coaches talk about you a lot. If they're talking about you a lot, there's usually something good could happen. And listen, fallback will be those guys on a practice squad unless they get picked up by somebody.
So, Joe, who is tonight going to be fighting for possibly a starting position and playing tonight? Is there anybody that really could make the big jump to being a starter by playing well tonight?
You know, it's a great question, and I give you one on the offensive line. He's played really, really well, and he's still kind of a backup, even though they've got some guys banged up or up there in age. I mean, they don't want to play Teron Armstead. They really don't. They're fine with Teron. Teron's been one of the few guys I've ever seen that doesn't have to practice that can be really good in games. I've never seen anything like it. I've been saying that. Most guys need to practice a little bit, and Teron is one of those guys that is just so fundamentally sound. He's got natural things as far as without boring people to death, his base. He's got a wide base, phenomenal strike in his hands, and everybody just raves about, damn, man, we got to work to get to that point. This guy does all those things naturally. But Jack Driscoll is the guy. Jack Driscoll is a guy like came in here from Philadelphia. I didn't know how good he was. You know, he kind of been a backup, little tackle work. And when he got to play, he's been really good at guard. He's been really, really good at guard. I'm curious. This thing's about playing the best five guys. I wonder if he's not one of those guys that gets a starting job. I'm really curious to see how he plays. I think he'll play again tonight. But that would be the one guy. And then the Eichenberg, you know, Liam Eichenberg's kind of waiting on Aaron to come back and see if, you know, if he's going to be one of the guys or how long he's going to be out. So this thing is this thing's really interesting as far as all these players go. And then the draft class, guys. The draft class,
yeah.
I don't think any of them are starters right away. Chop might be, but I think he's just going to be in the rotation. But it's been a really good draft class. Those guys, when you go out there and you see your draft class guys playing against other draft class guys and a lot of young guys, you're going, wow, it's been a really good draft class. And I think a lot of them are going to play. I think Chop's going to play a lot. Patrick Paul has been the biggest surprise of everybody because everybody said he's a talented guy, but he's a project, needs a lot of work. And he does. But he's been kicking some ass, too. Boy, he's a big, strong guy. And then I think Jalen Wright's going to get a lot of carries. I think Jalen Wright is I never thought I'd say the two deepest positions on this team right now, in my opinion, the deepest positions, maybe three, safety I think is really good when everybody's back, is a running back and tight end room. I think they're loaded. I've never seen a running back. You got Mostert, Achan. You got Jeff Wilson, who's a San Francisco 49er with Mike and knows him. And then you got Jalen Wright, who you moved up in the draft to grab. Big, strong cat. They want to get him a lot of snaps, too. Can't wait. I hope he's healthy enough to play tonight.
Joe, by the way, we're talking with Joe Rose here on AM 560 Sports WQAM ahead of the Dolphins-Buccaneers preseason finale tonight at 7:30. A big topic off the field this week, Joe, has been Tua versus Brian Flores, because Tua made some comments in a very candid interview with Dan Le Batard this week about how, you know, he kept hearing these terrible things from a terrible person referring to Flores and kind of the difference in the Mike McDaniel versus Flores approach. You know, Flores has responded to those. It became a big story this week, Joe. It definitely shows me how comfortable Tua is now in Miami. But were you surprised that he aired that stuff publicly?
Well, it's no secret to anybody in the NFL that Brian Flores was not a fan of Tua Tagovailoa, and I think we have found out in the last year that Tua's not a big fan and doesn't mention Brian Flores' name ever. They weren't big of each other. One wasn't big on how good the quarterback was, and the other just didn't like the head coach and the way he was treated. And then he got into more details with Dan Le Batard, and so there's a lot of thoughts, and you know the phones have blown up for 2 days with the soap opera stuff and everything. Too obviously, it still bothers him. It's been a couple years. He's had great success. My thing to Tua would be, listen, man, you're going to have coaches you don't like and people that treat you wrong. It happens at some point. And if it was meant to be motivation, it didn't work because that stuff doesn't work on Tua. He needs positive reinforcement, not a guy screaming at him when he does something wrong and the way you talk to somebody. I don't know about you, but Tua wins every day. It's a great comeback. It's one of the greatest comeback stories in the history of this franchise, from where he started to where he is right now, and he got paid. He got one of those big-time contracts that changes your life, changes the life of your kids, your mother and father, your wife, your lifestyle. It changes everything, and you are the man. You're the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. I'm moving on, man. If I'm two, I hope it's over. And he goes, I'm moving on. Done talking about it. I got to get my guys ready to go. And I got to lead this offense. I got to work on some things, from improve on some things. And I'm excited where I am. He's in a great offense. He's got a lot of weapons. He's got a coach that loves him and loves him up, and knows everything about Tua to give him an opportunity to have bigger numbers this year than last year. Could be a lot bigger.
Well, moving on to the guys Tua's relying on, you said already, Joe, you think the two deepest spots, at least on the offense, are the running backs and the tight ends. Let's talk about the wide receivers. We know Jalen Waddle, he's kind of been limited. We know Tyreek Hill, probably not going to see him. He should be fine. But, of course, OBJ, we haven't heard much. Are you a little bit worried about River Craycraft also? Are you a little bit worried about the wide receivers, or is this just one of those things that's preseason?
I'll tell you the thing that I'm most disappointed with, because I just don't understand, is Odell Beckham injured when he got here. I go, okay, he might have had a little minor procedure done, right? Knee, little scope, something, kept him out. I don't know what it is. So I go, okay, but he'll be ready to go when camp starts, because from that time, you know, you're going back around the draft or after the draft. And now you get into camp and you go, okay, he'll be here later in camp, and camp's over. And all we're seeing is Odell standing next to Tyreek Hill. So I don't know if all of a sudden he's going to start running full speed against defensive backs next week. I don't know. I know what everybody thinks in the media. They think he's going to be out and miss the start of the season. They're going to wait. Again, they're going, hey, if we can get the best of Odell for the last two-thirds of the season or last three quarters, we'll do it. That's not what I thought. When we signed Odell Beckham, I thought, okay, I know he doesn't run. I checked, did my homework. So he doesn't run like he used to. Probably can't play every down, so he doesn't break down. But he's a perfect fit. The guys in Baltimore told me, Joe, I think he's a perfect fit for the Dolphins inside, running routes. He's a great route runner. He's smart. He's got good hands that he can move the chains. Not 16, 17 yards per catch, but you give him option routes in the middle. You let him run some corner routes where everybody's going to be focused on the two guys on the outside, that he can still have an impact with the Dolphins. 35, 40 catches. I didn't think he's coming and be a 70 or 80 catch guy. That's long gone. Recent history has shown that those days are over for him. He's fighting the injury bug, but I thought he was healthy. You know, we really wanted him. We made it clear we wanted him to be the third receiver, and you can't be the third receiver, man, if you can't get on the field. So that remains to be seen, but Eric Ezekama has jumped up in a big way. I left him out before because he limped a little bit at the end of practice. I don't know. But I know they really, really like him. He's the biggest of all the guys from the 2022 draft class. He's fought the injury bug himself a lot. But don't be surprised, man, if he doesn't slide up. I hope he can play tonight. Again, usually I see a guy limping at practice 2 days ago. I don't know if he's going to play or not. But, yeah, there's some guys. There's some jobs open at wide receiver getting back, but boy, that position I felt really, really good about. And all of a sudden, you still feel good about one and two. They're as good as anybody. But I also know they can break down. Tyreek's now 30 years old. Waddle's been out for a while, whatever it is. This hasn't been a one-week deal. He's been out for a while. They're downplaying that he's fine. I hope so. But we got to get some other guys, and I think a lot of it's going to come from the position that we didn't get into, and that's the tight end position. I think we're going to see the tight end numbers spike up in a big, big way this year. Durham Smythe kind of came on late at the end of the year. He finally got some catches, but it's about as empty of production room as I can remember at tight end in the league, not just the Dolphins, just no touchdowns. And Mike's gone out and got some guys who are really good. It's a loaded position right now. They got a lot of good players.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We appreciate the insight here from Joe Rose. A lot of information as we head into that third and final preseason game tonight. Joe, thank you so much. Go get some more of that free coffee for me.
You know what? I love coffee, and I don't mind buying coffee, but the best coffee is free coffee, especially yes. Finding out the Dolphins are drinking the good stuff, man. So it's good. You guys have a good one, man. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.